Ray McKinnon says that at no point did he think that Dunfermline dominated them. I'm quite sure that's not how you saw it.
Oh, it was total domination. They got behind the ball. To be fair to them, they got behind the ball quickly. I didn't think we played it quick enough like we did the other night. I think the players were saying that the surface was just that wee bit sticky. I mean, the other night there, but the rain that we had before, it makes it zip a wee bit quicker, which suited us. Today, we just took that. You know, when teams do that, they were just there, could hopefully get us on the break, and they nearly did it near the end there when they hit the post. But, you know, we got some chances. We feel a bit aggrieved at half time that a referee, you know, for the very first corner we worked a wee set play there. And Bucky got away around the back, and the boys blatantly, everybody seen it bar the referee. And then when the muff was right through, I think, you know, he's got the ball and he's been taken clean out. So there was a wee shout for a penalty there. But as I say, they got behind the ball and they were here to get a draw, because obviously Ray would probably have seen us then. But to turn around and say that we didn't dominate the games, just a wee bit, you know. They maybe did it tongue in cheek, but you know, they did a job and they made it difficult for us. But we had a couple of good chances. There were a couple of great balls came in the box, and you're looking for to get on the end of them. But wasn't it to be? So thankfully that you're always going to get a game when a game goes like that. That they're going to, you know, longer the game goes, they could steal one, and as I say, they almost did. But it would have been a travesty if they had won that game, because they were so outplayed for most of the game.
Example of what it's going to be like this season?
I just said that to him. I told you, you're not going to get to go and play if, you know, people respect you, they're a big club. You've started the season really well. They're not going to come here and make it easy for you. They get a lift playing here as well. I've said that many times to you, but you know, that's what it'll be like. Maybe a wee bit better for us away from home, where teams will maybe feel that they've got a wee bit of initiative and come out, and that'll suit us fine. But here, you're just going to have to, yeah, and you just got to be patient. And I knew at half time, I said one goal will win this game today. That's what it looked like. But as I say, they've got some experience in their side at the back there, and they held firm. And any time we did get through, I thought Graham Smith, you know, our goalie's not made a save. Apart from that one last shot, I think, that outside the box, but you're expecting Skulls to make that. But I think Graham Smith's brought off three great saves. One for Forbes' free kick, and the other one was, it looked like top corner all the way for young Spencey, I think it was. It came running in and hit it perfectly in the top corner. What a save it was. But that's what he's there for. So today was just a bit frustrating, but there's no way I'm going to have a go at the players. I mean, the players gave everything and tried to play the right way. Maybe later on in the game they should learn that they can't always do that. You've just got to get the ball forward early if the game's not going your way. And we said that to them, a couple of free kicks that they were switching playing, I think should have just all been in the mixer and try and rumble up and hope for a wee break, especially when you've got a big powerful man. So I thought the referee was dreadful at some of the decisions he gave against Gozy. I mean, you've got to take it. You can see that he's a big man. He's got strength. I mean, the last one there, when the right back hesitated, and it was just a fair, you know, he bounced off him. He didn't get fouled, so you know, he's in there. There's a wee change, he's something different. Big, powerful man. He's not up to speed with the fitness and that. But as I say, hopefully that won't. That you know, that's what he brings. I've seen plenty of boys who come in, big strong guys and all that, and they use their power, and that's what we want him to do. So I think he was harsh, didn't he, on a couple of occasions there today, but because I'm certainly you know, it wasn't intentional fouls. It was just, he's just that big and strong, and when somebody's close to him, they'll bounce off him, because you're not going to knock him over.
There's Gregor Buchanan.
We're a bit concerned up to hospital. He landed in the first half on a ball. He went up to win a ball, and when he come down, he's just jarred his ankle a wee bit, so hopefully there's nothing major in that. But we just had to take him off. I think wee Joshy missing today, who had his outstanding midweek. He picks up and he drives and gets the tempo of that a wee bit up. He was missed today as well. And wee Whits had to call off. He was in the original as a substitute, but he twisted his knee in the warm-up and he wasn't available because we could have maybe used him as well. And I didn't know what he'd taken it. I'd only, because I had to use it for an injury, it was between Gozie and wee Stirling to come on, because we'd planned to bring on him, Ryan, and what do you call it, Stirling. But when it came to one, we just felt it was more needed for Gozie to just change it up a wee bit and give them something to think about at the heart of defence. But I'd like to have been in a position to get Andy on as well, but he's coming back for hamstring. He'll play in the reserves on Monday and should be okay for next week.